All right, this is the first official podcast. We got the song and everything. I just hope that song doesn't kind of like set the bar too high for us.
And then, upstand us.
Yeah. Like people are like, all right, it's going to be some fucking crazy shit. And then we're just like, life sucks.
Like after you climax.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Oh, now I actually got to do life. I just want to lay here.
Guess I got to make breakfast.
I guess I gotta text my mom back.
Where's the ibuprofen?
That girl, you know that girl I'm talking to?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about weed grinders, and she thought a weed grinder was those little ceramic bowls with the little mashup thing.
The like wooden thing that you go.
Yeah, she thought you used it to grind weed.
She's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, what part of that? Like, think of the word grind. Yeah. Grind, it means to rip apart and just fuck up. Like, that's probably the most aggressive thing.
Like, what part of that seems like it could, like, crush up a plant?
Like, what? That's probably the most aggressive thing a pot smoker has.
Yeah.
Like, if he got attacked, he'd probably come at him with a weed grinder.
Yeah, you just open it and, like, twist it on his face.
Come on. Oh, it's stuck in my pothead coat. My little hoodie.
Fuck it. Stay in there. I like it.
It's usable. It's right there when I need it. I don't have a job to worry about when I wear this.
I'm going to get searched anyways. What the fuck am I worried about?
What do you think about when you think about potheads? Because I think about just like these guys who have like dreadlocks, not dreadlocks, but like the white dudes.
Yeah,
that have like
the stink,
have like the natty hair that looks like a bird nest. Yeah. In
their girlfriend just has like some random tattoo, like a cat with its brains coming out, or, you know, like something. A
butterfly flying out of the city. It's like, yeah. That's me.
What's funny is my sister actually has a tattoo of a bird on her foot.
Tell her she's not better than anyone.
I hate that, like, the minute somebody turns 18, they're like, oh, I gotta get a tattoo because I'm 18 and I can do that now. Like, you can buy cigarettes too. Does that mean you should go smoke? Like, both tattoos and cigarettes are only acceptable if you have a sad reason behind them.
Like me when you're making out with that fat chick.
Yeah. And like being beat by your dad is an acceptable... No. Like, if your dad dies when you're like 3, it's an acceptable reason to do both.
Start right there.
Yeah. You can go either direction with that. You can be like, get the date on your chest, and you can just start smoking. Both acceptable.
Dude. Like, I don't hate tattoos. I only hate like 75% of the people who get them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I respect the people who get them all over their body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they don't need a reason.
Mm-hmm. They're into it. Like, that's their shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the girls who are like middle class that get like an infinity fucking tattoo
on their toe.
Yeah, like, why the fuck do you want a toe tattoo?
Who's gonna see that?
Or like the girl who got the fucking one under her boob.
Yeah,
like, you can't show that really unless you're a slut.
Well, yeah. Like, just the thought of just letting some weird dude just right on your tip, like, if I did that, it'd be weird, you know. But just because this guy has a certification.
Think about 18-year-olds. Is they always come to my store.
There's been a lot of bad decisions made in this store.
That none of them can even say is a bad idea because they have to live with it for the rest of their life.
Yeah. They gotta make some shitty excuse to live with themselves.
Yeah.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be of?
All right, this is, like, not really funny at all.
All right.
But I would get, like...
Neither has the rest of the podcast, so we're good.
Mine would be, like, I'd want to get, like, a lion on my heart. Like, that I would be happy with that. Or, like, something on my back, like a full thing. I don't know what it would be that, but...
Like a big cross?
Nah, because I'm not going to the MMA.
You're not Puerto Rican. It kind of hurts to chew.
Really?
A little bit. You want water?
Yeah, I'll get some.
Can we talk about that one tattoo idea you had the other night? Or should we not?
About Matt?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about it?
Like, just kind of bring back that conversation.
About you being like...
Wait, just tell your idea first.
So my friend really suffers with, like, depression and
like
shit.
Bad depression. Like we're just kind of waiting for it to happen.
Depression. Like, he punched his window in his car, and it cracked.
Yeah.
While he was driving.
Yeah. Like, he can't text after 11 o'clock because his parents blocked it. So from, like, 11 to 6 in the morning, he's just in, like, a suicidal blackout.
And this kid doesn't sleep.
Yeah. So, like, he'll text me at, like, 10. I'll be like, all right, we're good. What are you doing?
I used to eat napkins.
So...
Dude, I like the texture of them. I don't know what it is.
Napkins or tissues?
Anything. Cardboardy? I don't know. It's like the texture of it. I think I'm like a little bit of a baby. Like, we all have that one thing that we just hold on to from, like, babyhood, and mine's just chewing on shit.
I think mine's just, like, laying like a baby.
Just not stretching doing like shit.
Yeah. Someone's gonna wake up and be like...
I have to go to work.
Change me.
Change my blanket.
I came on it.
Since I was 9 years old. Like, that's just your blankie. And it has come on it. Everywhere. Like, I don't know if that's more disappointing or the fact that I slept with it 2 nights ago.
You called me out on it, too. You're like, are these all fucking cum stains? I'm like, you don't like it? You can find another blanket.
Like, I'm not even fucking around with this shit. It looked like it was, like, some digital fucking camo. Like,
have you seen...
Some winter camo fucking...
Have you seen the episode of Family Guy where Chris... Like, drops his blanket and it just shatters. Yeah, that's my blanket. And the worst part is I said that's 10 years worth of cum. That's like 4, because that's a new blanket now that I think about it.
Wow.
Yeah, like, the damage. Like, a black light could ruin my life, I think. Entire career just down the toilet.
Dude, I think that honestly, if you blacklight that shit, it would turn into a grenade. Like, that shit would just, shrapnel would come everywhere.
It'd make the beeping, the boop, 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 boop. I kind of wanted to just take a black light to my room. I got, like, shit on the walls. It's like that part in Assassin's Creed where there's, like...
Dude, if you... When everyone moves... Because I feel like when your parents move out, you're actually just going to live...
Yeah, like, I'm just going to take down. So, yeah, I'm still going to be in the basement.
Like, and I want to come down here. Like, I want to volunteer for the fire department and take a hose down here. And just go...
Just to see. So you're probably going to have to condemn this house.
Dude, the funniest part is I feel like all the fucking paint and shit... We're just like, yeah. Like, everything that's holding up this fucking, like, structure of the home is cum. Like, everything down here.
Yeah, that's cement. That's what's lining the cinder blocks. We really, really backed ourselves into a corner there with that bit. Speaking of stuff that has come on it, you should probably switch chairs.
Really? No.
Although, I should try that, though. Just because, you know, I'm running out of shit.
Dude, this is fucking the only, like, fucking kind of, like, businessy shit that we have to make these podcasts. This is the only thing we have.
This is the only thing that makes it somewhat official. Yeah. Is this dirty fucking table.
Oh, fucking, like, dude, look at all the weird shit on here. Like, the moccasin. There's a moccasin. A Leatherman.
There's just dirty tissues laid on here.
Fucking a plate with mashed potatoes on it.
I've just eaten these Sour Patch Kids that have been here since last weekend.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Because not the other night, because this is a pack from the other night, and this is the one that AJ got before that.
Those were the ones I left behind, yep.
Mm-hmm. And I've just been chewing on them while doing the podcast. There's AJ's mom's lighter. You know, I think I actually care more about the podcast than I do my job.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even bringing up job, I just got sad.
Just ruined the podcast with one word.
Yep, job. I'm loving it. Not really, though.
I'm going to kill myself. But,
Dude, even at orientation, there's some weird-ass kids. Like, I was waiting to change because we had to, like, try out our uniforms.
Oh, there was, like, other people?
Mm, there were 7 other people. And I was waiting in line to use the one bathroom. So I was just, like, I was holding my bag. And it was, like, 10 minutes. You know, and I wanted to get out of there so bad. Because I was starving and I just hated my life.
Yeah.
Right there. I just looked in the bag, ripped open the package for the jeans. And I whipped them, put them up to my waist. And I was like, good enough. Folded them back up and left.
We're good. Rolling out. That's all I needed. So you're doing maintenance?
I don't know yet. Like,
I hope you do maintenance.
I hope I do maintenance too. Because, like, maintenance is the only thing saving me from gaining 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, when I was at the orientation, the lady was like, some of you even might want to start careers here. And me and the kids sitting across from me just, like, gave each other the eye. And we were just like,
like, this fucking bitch.
This bitch. She's already creating our life sentences.
Yeah, like, when AJ's like, dude, like, 2 years, you could be running that shit. I'm like, I don't want to fucking run that shit. Dude,
like, when he's like, dude, you have a career now.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm 18, I can't have a career. Like, literally, I just walked out of high school, and my life ended.
Dude, like, the past 2 days, I've had a midlife crisis.
Yeah, why the fuck do you think I'm losing my hair?
I'm just like, dude, I really gotta get a motorcycle.
I haven't been hard in 2 weeks. I need Viagra to jerk off.
All right. I'm gonna have to join a biker gang, and I'm gonna be a bitch for 2 weeks.
I'm just looking at Porsches right now.
Affordable ones, so affordable.
Yeah,
I gotta live within my means.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a license plate that says D Zambam on it. Could bring me back to my high school years.
I'm gonna get a tattoo of a heart that says mom on it.
I'm gonna start dating a 23-year-old, even though she's older than me.
The thing about dating 23-year-olds is there's 20 of them.
I think, but if we had midlife first, we have to date like 7-year-olds. Think about it, like, the girls that we would fuck in our midlife crises haven't been born yet.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what else is fucked up? In 5 years, if we go to a strip club, they're going to be younger than us.
Mm.
If we go to a nice strip club, yeah, we can't go to fucking Playmates down the street.
Nah.
What? Like, honestly, could you, like, when was the last time?
Hold on. I think we should I'm not proud.
Not proud of it?
Uh-uh. Alright. I want quality shit.
I think we was good for some of the, like, I don't know, that's the thing, is we'll have, like, 2 good minutes, and then that's it. We just bottom out.
And we can't, like, redo shit either.
It's not right. Mm-mm. It's not morally right, and it doesn't come out right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we should do? We should have people start writing us letters. Like, both. Advice letters, and we'll just give them the worst fucking advice.
Who's gonna want advice from us? We've done nothing.
Like, just quit your job, man. I don't know what the deal is.
My wife cheated on me. I'm gonna kill myself.
Probably.
Wouldn't it make more sense to kill her?
It would.
I'm really depressed. Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I lost my job. You ever heard about this thing? It's called drugs.
You don't have a job. What do you got to lose, you know?
All right, we're going to save this one. But we're going to get that app.
The edits shit?
The edit shit.
All right, so guys, just know, this is going to be the last shitty one. We'll just cut out all the depressing spots. So we'll just be like in mid-sentence and it's going to cut out and then it's going to go to something new. So just don't be surprised by that. Don't be startled. See, I hate having to fucking, like, because in my mind the podcast just ended, but I still got to like type the fucking code into my phone and then actually hit the button. But right before I do, I'm like, I should say something. Then I think for too long and then it's just an awkward silence. And then eventually it's just going to end like The Sopranos, like in